Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former Oakland A's pitcher Dallas Braden, co-host of the Barstool Sports Starting Nine podcast as well. It's a radio show on Barstool's Sirius XM channel called Dialed In with Dallas Braden. Of course, he pitched a perfect game way back when, the 19th perfect game in Major League Baseball history, back on May 9th of 2010. Dallas, it is so good to get you on here, especially with the news coming yesterday in the world of baseball. Where do we start here? Do we want to start with the Oakland A's or Major League Baseball or the player proposals? Let's start with your former club, the Oakland A's, cutting the stipends, the $400 stipends of the minor league players, and that goes into effect this basically next week. So they got less than a week's notice here, and I know you had a strong tweet about the situation, Dallas. Just tell me your feeling about that when you saw the news yesterday that John Fisher's deciding to cut the minor league players' stipend of $400 a week at the end of the month.
Not shocked. Heartbroken. Dismayed. I've got a lot of other words I can't use on the air too. It's unfortunate. And if look, I've never pulled any punches. I think honesty and authenticity wins the day. So let's be honest. Good move? Nope. Alienating more fans? Yep. Do we have that many fans to just be able to alienate? Nope. Is it a good look? Nope. So just when you think about the track record and the history of the organization and the public fights that have gone on to try to secure a fan base, to try to sell a fan base on ideas about the future, moves like this, they raise a lot of red flags. And if you don't think your fans are paying attention, and if you don't think your fans don't have an idea of what's going on, then that's insulting to the fans as well. And this is a fan base, frankly, that is sick and tired of being insulted. And I said this, you want to think about what we're going through now as a sport in baseball, the back and forth between the billionaires and the millionaires, those ugly words that are getting thrown around. Well, I want you to remember this day, and I want you to remember this moment in time, because 7-8 years down the road, when the next CBA, if we're able to get through a work stoppage and that becomes a thing, when the next CBA circles around and the players are digging their heels in, I need the fans to remember one thing. The minor leaguers you are taking up for right now, the ones who've just had their $400 stipend cut, those are minor leaguers getting screwed right now. They grow up to be major leaguers that get screwed. And they will turn into the major leaguers that the fans are looking at going, shut up and play, take your 70% haircut and keep it moving. So it's ironic that you'll take up for that player at this point in his career, right here, right now. But fast forward down the road, after paying his dues and working to secure the American dream of leverage, we will then chastise and absolutely crush that athlete for having paid his dues, for having had his $400 stipend taken from him, forced to figure life out with no help on the other side. And after that individual grinds his axe to the point where he finally cracks the major leagues and finally puts himself in a position to create some earning power for himself, the general public wants him to take a 70% haircut and keep it moving so the billionaires can give the public what they want.
Man, Dallas, there's a lot there. You know, the one thing you brought up early that I didn't even really consider, and maybe you could elaborate on it, and I know it's not the most important part of this, but, you know, the A's, probably more than any other team, right? They rely on their minor league system because of the way they run their business in the first place. So aren't they kind of spiting themselves almost here?
Not really when you think about the way that minor leaguers are used, right? We're numbers. As a minor league player, you're just a number. We put all of you in a bag, and the ones that shake out are the ones that we feel like we can use and keep moving forward. And your production will tell us as such. But when you start thinking about how teams view their surplus, you start to think about what sort of investments are being made on the scouting side. What sort of investments are being made on the player development side? With all the technology that's in this game, are there moves being made to invest in these players at the lower levels? And if you do your homework, you find out, not really. And so then you realize, well, if they're not investing in these guys getting better at the minor league level to the point where you think, wow, they don't want to buy championships, so why not groom championship caliber players? Why not take care of that talent you have in-house? Well, if the investments aren't being made on the technological side, on the health benefit side, then I mean, how could you even expect somebody to continue to write a $400 stipend check a week when they're not making those sort of investments when things are normal in their product?
Dallas, I really appreciate the honesty and candid answers. I got to tell you, when Dave Cavill took over, I was on the radio saying there's a new sheriff in town. The A's are going in that direction, that championship direction, and led by the Matt brothers, Olsen and Chapman. But now, being proactive, if Major League Baseball gets past this and the biggest A's fan asks you, you know what, I'm worried about them remaining, you know, Olsen and Chap in an A's uniform, would you say, you know what, I understand that? Or would you say, no, there's no way that ownership's going to let them get away here?
I am creating fake troll accounts every day to try to talk Matt Chapman and Matt Olson into how beautiful Oakland is, how lovely your life's going to be here. Why would you ever entertain any other place on earth? Green and gold is where you need to be, boys. But if I'm being honest with you, I am as nervous as the season ticket holder from 68, that I will not be able to wear my Matt Chapman jersey, that I will not be able to wear my Matt Olson jersey, that I've already seen my favorite shortstop, Marcus Semien, come and go. I don't want to face those facts, but those are big facts. Those are big realities that are ahead of you if you're an Oakland A's fan. And you just you have to be honest and realize a move like this signals to the fan base, man, I don't feel like much has changed. I don't feel like they're investing the way that they say that they have been. And I can understand that, but the only thing I'll say for the fan standpoint, and not really in defense of any ownership, just understand. As fans, we're going through a pandemic for the first time in our lives. We don't know what's going on. That can be said for ownership groups, business owners, just the same, right? We're all in this sort of together. So the actions and the reactions, they're going to be what they're going to be. And hindsight is going to tell us all just how smart we are. But until we get to that point to be able to reflect and look back, we're kind of in the heat of these emotions. And that's what a pay cut to minor league players does, is it just sends a fan base through the roof because they've heard this song and dance before at the big league level. And now it's happening at the minor league level. They're not happy.
Real quick, I know we got to get you out of here, Dallas, and we appreciate the time. In 10 years, do you think the A's will be playing baseball in the city of Oakland, California?
I sure hope so. I'm going to say yes, because I want to believe deep down in my heart that there's going to be a pull. And if I need to take up arms and join that fight, so be it. But there is a community that deserves to have that team be what they have been to that community for eternity, in my opinion. The Oakland vibe, the Oakland fans have done what they've done, have endured what they've endured in the Coliseum, and they deserve to have a team to celebrate.
No doubt. Dallas Brayton here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, can't wait to see you back on TV on ABC Sports California. Keep doing your thing on Barstool Sports, brother.
We'll see you guys. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.